Praise the Lord. Greetings, brothers and sisters, saints and friends. Welcome to another episode of Esther 4:14, Hadassah Speaks. I am your host, Hadassah, coming to the kingdom for such a time as this. The opening song is I Believe by John Reddick. I hope this podcast episode is finding you well, finding you happy, healthy, and whole. Blessed of the Lord. So this morning, what I'd like to talk about, I don't know whether it's morning that you're listening to it, but for me, it's morning when I'm making it, and it is Easter Monday, the day after Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday. Hope you had an awesome time in service, lifting up the name of Jesus and remembering the sacrifice that his sacrifice for us on that cross. But today I want to deal with a little bit of commentary. I will use scripture today, but I want to remind us of who we are in Christ Jesus, our place in this world, or how we should view our place in this world, and just how we should see ourselves in Christ. How do we keep our sanity about us when we're living in a dark world? How do we keep the light shining and the hope when the world is so dark? So I don't know if you've heard, maybe you have heard the trending news from yesterday that the administration, the United States administration, our president, did a proclamation and recognized March 31st as a Transgender Visibility Day. And a lot of Christians got bent out of shape because he took Easter Sunday, in their minds, he took Easter Sunday and overshadowed it by proclaiming the day for transgender visibility. And they saw that as blasphemy. But when you look at the history of the day, it has always been March 31st, I believe, since Obama's administration. So whether it was new or whether it was old, I don't want us to continue as believers, as the children of light, to continue to be shocked by what the children of darkness, what they do. At this point, we have to understand that we're living in a dark and evil world. They are going to do things. The children of darkness, the children of disobedience, the children of Satan, they are going to do what children of darkness do. So we can't continue to get our minds off of what it should be on and focus on what they are doing. Our job as believers is we are to begin to try to win souls for Christ. We are to begin to win souls. We need to be focusing on growing spiritually, growing closer to God, growing in the knowledge of God, and drawing souls into the kingdom, snatching people out of darkness and bringing them into the light, instead of focusing on what an Antichrist administration is doing. They've shown their colors, they've shown who they are, so why in the world would you be shocked by what they are doing? So as believers, let's begin to shift our focus to the things of God. Shift your focus. Get it off of the world and what the world is doing. And get your mind and your mission on Christ, making it to the end, and then helping draw some people onto the narrow path along with you. That is what our focus needs to be. But I want to go to Colossians and so you can see what your position is and where your affections and your heart should be at this stage of the game, this stage of the spiritual game, where your heart is. So we're going to go to Colossians and we're going to go from a couple of chapters and skip around with the verses as I try to set the foundation of your position and where your mind needs to be shifted to. So let's go to Colossians chapter 1. So Colossians chapter 1, I'm going to start at verse 1, then I'm going to jump. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy is our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. So there's a hope laid up for us in heaven. It doesn't say on earth. It says it's a hope laid up for us in heaven. Now I want to jump on down to verse 12. It says, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We are partakers of the inheritance of the saints that are in the light. Verse 13, who have delivered us from the power of darkness. Giving thanks unto the Father, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So you ain't even a part of this world. You have been translated. You've been pulled out of this darkness and translated into the kingdom of Jesus. We're in the kingdom of the Father's dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. We have redemption. We have been redeemed. We don't have time to be worried about what Biden or anybody else in this world is doing. We don't have time for that. Don't waste your time focusing on what the world is doing. You're not a part of the world. You have been pulled out of that dark mass and have been translated into the kingdom of God. That's where our focus needs to be. And verse 20, I'm skipping down. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Verse 21, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have he reconciled. So at one time we were all enemies. We were all enemies of God at one time because we had a mind of wicked works. We were enemies in our mind by wicked works. We were alienated from God. But now that we have accepted the works of Jesus Christ on the cross and the blood has cleansed us and redeemed us, now we have been reconciled. We're no more alienated and we're not enemies of God anymore. But the Antichrist spirit, those that are operating in that spirit, they still are full of wicked works and they are still enemies of God and alienated from him. Verse 22, in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. We have been reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Verse 23, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled. See, we're reconciled as long as we're continuing the faith and are grounded and settled and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. Keep your peace. Keep your peace by staying grounded and settled. and not allowing anything to move you away from the hope of the gospel that you've heard. Don't let nothing move you away from that, because the world is going to continue to do what it does. It is darkness, and you cannot expect anything other than darkness from a dark world. I'm not going to let that mess up my hope in Christ. I'm not going to let that mess up the hope of the gospel because they want to declare March 31st as some transgender day. That's not going to make me upset, because I know what I'm celebrating. Let the world walk in that darkness and celebrate and lift up what they want to lift up. But the believers, the saints of God, we will continue to lift up Jesus Christ on that day. No matter what everybody else is doing. Because my expectation is that the believer is going to do that. They are going to lift up their God. And the world and the people walking in darkness are going to lift up their God. Now I'm going to go on to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. We're going to jump on over there. Let me go to 2. I don't want to jump too fast. I'm going to go to Colossians chapter 2, because I was reading that this morning, and it made me think about this story with the president. So it says, I'm going to go to verse 16. Colossians 2, verse 16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of any holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. So I'm not going to be worried about what day they consider holy or what they set aside to honor. I'm not going to be worried about that, because those are all shadows of things to come. And then verse 20 says, wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? I want us to hone in on, if ye be dead with Christ from the elements of the world, why are you acting like you're living in the world? You're dead. I already told you we've been pulled from darkness and translated into the kingdom. See, the world is darkness. That's equal. The world is the same as darkness. Darkness is the same as the world. That's what they're in. But you've been pulled out of that and translated into the kingdom. You're dead to the world. We're dead to the rudiments of the world. So why we keep acting like we're living in it and got any expectations at all from the world? The only thing I expect from the world is for the world to be the world. That's my only expectation. I'm not going to be mad about somebody who has an antichrist spirit out here, profaning the day. That's par for the course for me. It's not going to affect the hope that I have in Christ, because I know that Jesus Christ died on that cross for my sins and for the sins of the world, and that he rose on the third day. That's what I know, and that's worthy of celebration. Everything else ain't even really worthy of no conversation. But let's go on to Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. It doesn't tell us to seek things that are beneath. It tells us to seek the things that are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. I ain't going to put my heart, get caught up in things that are on this earth. I'm going to set my heart and my mind on the things that are above. Verse 3, for ye are dead. For you are dead. Get this, brother and sister. You are dead. And your life is hid with Christ in God. Dead men do not feel. Let these people do whatever that they set their little wicked hearts and minds to do. And you remember that it doesn't affect you spiritually because they're dead. You're dead. And your life is hid with Christ, and that's where your focus is. How can I please the Father? How can I win souls to this side? How can I help pull people out of that darkness and translate them over into the kingdom? How can I do that? How can I grow in my own faith? How can I be a mature Christian? How can I be more holy? How can I be more righteous? That's my focus. I want to grow in the knowledge. I want to have the wisdom of Christ. And that's where my focus is going to be. I'm not going to be shocked because I know the time that we're living in. So I'm not going to be shocked by what these people are doing and what I think that they should be doing. Verse 16, I'm jumping down. It says, let the word of Christ. Now, let me go to 15. I don't want to jump over 15. Colossians 3:15. It says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Saints, brothers and sisters, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. You want the peace of God ruling in your heart and the word of Christ dwelling in you richly in all wisdom. Let that be your prayer. Instead of focusing on what these wicked men are doing, get your mind on Christ. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So this is just a quick episode where I just wanted to help you to not get off track, to start focusing on what the world is doing, what this Antichrist government is doing, what this Antichrist spirit has set in motion, because we already know that it was going to happen. And to find your peace, you're going to have to set your mind on things above. To keep your peace, stay grounded and settled. And keep the hope that you have in Christ Jesus. And allow the world to just be the world. You have been pulled from darkness and you have been translated into the kingdom of God. Rest there. Rest there. And that's all I have for you. Till next time, grace and peace.